Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Fighting for Life: Becoming a Force for Change in a Wounded World, is a hybrid of memoir, activist testimony, and practical guidebook by Lila Rose, the founder of Live Action. Published in a cultural context shaped by debates over abortion, media ethics, and youth activism, the book presents Rose's personal story alongside her broader case for moral courage and public engagement. It is not structured as a conventional political manifesto or a purely autobiographical memoir. Instead, it combines intimate reflections on insecurity, family pain, and resilience with guidance for readers who want to respond to injustice in a purposeful way. The book is aimed especially at younger readers who sense social brokenness but need a framework for turning conviction into action. Its distinctive purpose is to show how personal vulnerability, disciplined action, and public witness can be connected in a sustained life of advocacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a memoir shaped by activism rather than separated from it. The book uses Lila Rose's personal history not as background decoration, but as the basis for understanding why she became an activist in the first place. Her story of founding Live Action as a teenager gives the narrative an origin point in early conviction, youthful initiative, and persistence under pressure. That matters because the book is not trying to prove that activism is easy or naturally glamorous. Instead, it shows that public advocacy often begins with a private moral response to suffering. By weaving together life story and movement building, the book suggests that political identity is formed through experience, belief, and repeated choices. This structure also makes the book accessible to readers who may not share every specific position, but can recognize the connection between personal formation and public action. The result is a memoir with argument built into it. Rose's life becomes evidence that conviction can mature into organized social influence when it is paired with discipline and a clear sense of purpose. Secondly, personal wounds are treated as part of moral credibility, not a weakness to hide. One of the book's most distinctive features is its willingness to discuss vulnerability openly. Rose writes about insecurity, fear, and emotional struggle in a way that resists the polished image often expected of public leaders. This is important because the book argues implicitly that moral leadership does not require emotional invulnerability. Instead, it presents woundedness as something that can deepen empathy and sharpen resolve when it is honestly acknowledged. The practical effect is to make the book more than a success story. It becomes a meditation on how suffering, self-doubt, and fragility can be incorporated into a meaningful life rather than hidden from view. For readers, especially younger ones who may feel unqualified to do public work, that framing lowers the threshold for participation. It suggests that the path to influence does not begin with perfect confidence, but with honesty about limitation and the decision to act anyway. In that sense, vulnerability becomes part of the book's method of persuasion. Thirdly, the book functions as a manual for readers who want to translate conviction into action. Rose does not present the book simply as a record of what happened in her life. She structures it as a guide for readers who want to become effective agents of change in their own communities. The chapter design, reflective questions, and suggested actions indicate that the book is meant to be used, not only read. This instructional quality gives it a practical edge over memoirs that remain largely retrospective. The focus is on discernment, courage, and initiative, identifying personal gifts, understanding one's wounds, and learning how to respond constructively to injustice. Rather than offering abstract theory, the book uses lived example to show how a person can move from concern to commitment and then to sustained action. That makes it especially relevant for readers who admire activism but do not know where to begin. The message is that change work is not reserved for experts or public figures. It can start with learning how to interpret one's own experiences and then choosing concrete, disciplined steps that serve a larger moral purpose. Fourthly, resistance. Including criticism from allies is built into the book's understanding of advocacy. The book does not portray activism as a simple battle between obvious truth and obvious opposition. It also addresses disagreement within the pro-life world, especially around Rose's undercover investigative tactics. This is analytically significant because it shows that movement work often involves internal conflict over strategy, ethics, and public perception. By including that tension, the book frames advocacy as a field where conviction alone is not enough. Methods matter, and so does the ability to withstand scrutiny from people who share your general goals but question your approach. This adds complexity to the book's argument about courage. Courage is not only facing outside critics, but also maintaining principled action when challenged by peers or allies. The inclusion of controversy also helps explain why the book has generated both praise and criticism. It is not trying to appear neutral or detached. Instead, it presents public witness as inherently contested and suggests that meaningful change often requires enduring opposition, ambiguity, and reputational risk without abandoning one's core commitments. Lastly, A specifically Christian moral framework gives the book its tone and limits. Although the book speaks to a broad audience, its moral vocabulary is clearly shaped by Christian assumptions about human dignity, suffering, responsibility, and service. That framework gives the book coherence. The call to fight for life is linked to a larger vision of compassion and human worth. At the same time, it also defines the book's limits, since readers who do not share those premises may engage it more as a case study in moral activism than as a universal social theory. The book's appeal is therefore partly religious and partly civic. It asks readers to see public engagement not merely as political preference, but as a response to conscience. This helps explain its resonance among pro-life and faith-based audiences, while also clarifying why it stands apart from more secular activist memoirs. The book is less interested in ideological neutrality than in moral formation. Its central question is not only how to persuade others, but how to become the kind of person who can persist in difficult work with integrity, humility, and resolve. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for readers interested in pro-life advocacy, Christian social engagement, youth activism, and memoirs about public leadership. It is also relevant for anyone trying to understand how personal narrative can be used as a tool for persuasion and movement building. The strongest practical benefit is that it offers a model for turning conviction into organized action, without pretending that leadership requires emotional perfection. Readers who feel overwhelmed by social problems may find its emphasis on discernment, courage, and concrete next steps especially valuable. Intellectually, the book stands out because it is not simply a memoir, a political argument, or a self-help text. It is an intersection of all three, shaped by a specific moral and religious worldview. Compared with other activism books, it is more personal and inward-looking. Compared with more traditional memoirs, it is more directive and purpose-driven. That combination makes it distinctive in its category. It provides a clear example of how lived experience, public controversy, and spiritual conviction can be blended into a single account of what it means to seek change in a wounded world. If you would like to support Lila Rose, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.